Good afternoon on another pleasant late summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the comfortable side, and we're noticing a little bit of humidity kind of sneak in this afternoon, especially in areas along and south of I-90. And the humidity is going to be a player for us coming up tonight into the day tomorrow, and the weather tomorrow will have more of a midsummer type feel as temperatures climb up into the 80s in many spots and the humidity will be up as well. But for now, we're still seeing temperatures that are a little closer to average for this time of year, even a bit below. And we're looking at a good amount of cloudiness lingering. So even though it's a comfortable day, it hasn't been super sunny through much of it, though we've had a little bit of sun get through from time to time. There have also been just a couple of widely scattered sprinkles. There is more rain off to the west, and that's going to be charging in tonight, so we are looking for some areas of rain, maybe even some thunder, especially in areas north of I-90 as we go through the night. With the increasing humidity levels, temperatures will be warmer tonight, running largely between 60 and 65. And then tomorrow, a front will be working its way through, so we will see those warm temperatures. It'll be on the muggy side as well. And with the front coming by, there is going to be the chance for some passing showers or thunderstorms. At this point, it doesn't appear that the thunderstorms will be totally widespread, so it looks like it'll be largely dry tomorrow with the chance for rain or thunder at times. But I will point out that there's the potential that any of these storms tomorrow could be on the stronger side. So definitely keep that in mind if you do have plans during the day tomorrow. And even on Thursday, the front will kind of still be nearby, but it will have dipped a little bit to the south. And that means it'll be a little bit cooler across the north and even in the capital region, still near 80 south, but with that front nearby, there is going to be the chance for at least another passing shower or two. But I do want to point out that both tomorrow and Thursday, much of the time is going to be rain-free, so I don't expect any washouts for the next 2 days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a bit more humid, a low of 60 to 65. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, high 76 to 82. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. A little bit more humid, a low of 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, more humid, a low of 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, with highs in the low to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, more humid, a low of 60 to 65. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm, warm and humid, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower, highs in the 60s north, 70s in the capital region near 80 south, and on Friday, partly sunny, with highs around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.